What's going on, y'all? 97.5, the Fanatic. Good morning. As we broadcast from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast, I'm Devon Givens hanging out with Andrew Salchunas until 1 o'clock today as we fill in for Anthony and Jason here on the midday show. Normally we go until 2, but today we do have a little bit of something else going on. Temple plays in a bowl game today, so that starts off in a little bit. So we get out of here at 1 o'clock, and so an abbreviated show for us this morning as we talk to Derek Gunn at 11:30, get some of his thoughts on the Philadelphia Eagles as they get ready for the final game of the regular season. Is this the final game of the 2018 campaign, or is this simply the final game of the regular season and they get ready for the playoffs after beating the Washington football squad on Sunday and then getting some help from the Chicago Bears taking care of the Minnesota Vikings? And we are going to talk a little bit about that, Andrew and I and you guys, as we think about the Nick Foles and Carson Wentz stuff, and there are some Sixers leftovers, of course, as we see we have some people already waiting to talk some basketball, and we'll certainly get into that as well. Great conversation yesterday about the team overall. And by the way, let's just clear this up real quick. We're not saying trade Ben Simmons. There was a simple question yesterday from one of our callers with me and Andrew. We answered the question, and then we started getting some flurry of calls in about trade options, some tweets in about trade options for Ben Simmons, not trading Ben Simmons. Give me the right call again. We'll have the conversation, but that's not on my mind right now, not trading Ben Simmons. You're like 20 games in with Simmons and Bede and Butler. I think I'm willing to give that a chance to see how it works after you trade Covington and Šarić. You do what you do to rebuild this team, and you have these two young players. One is basically a superstar already, the other being a star player in Ben Simmons. You want to see what the three guys together look like. So I think we'll give that a chance. But in terms of the Philadelphia Eagles, they do have a big one on Sunday as we start to transition into that game against the Washington football squad on Sunday. That's obviously a must-needed win at 8-7 right now for the Birds to beat Washington, improve to 9-7, while we scoreboard watch for them to see what is happening in Minnesota between the Bears and the Vikings. But the one thing that, you know, that the side story of it all, which kind of, is it really the side story when we talk about Nick Foles and him at quarterback? Yes, the playoffs are extremely important. But, you know, again, it's that side story of Nick Foles and the Carson Wentz thing that just never goes away. So Andrew and I were talking about the contract stuff in regards to Carson Wentz being up for contract extension and Nick Foles with his weird mutual option for 2019 with the Eagles. Now, the Eagles have first dibs. The ball falls in their court first, as the ESPN blog would say. The ball falls in the Eagles' court first. They do have the right to extend Nick Foles' contract through 2019 at the hefty price of $20 million, which is guaranteed on the fifth day of the calendar year. $20 million. Now, you already know where Carson Wentz is. It's the number two overall pick and the money that he has. Up for the option of extending the deal, getting that new contract, and then you're going to start looking at other contracts that have been taken care of, like Aaron Rodgers, who signed his new deal in August of this year. His current contract is a base salary of $19.8 million for the season, $20 million for 2019. And Adam Schefter had reported on ESPN.com at the time that Rodgers will get $67 million before the end of 2018. $67 million, Ronnie, before the end of 18. And he will have around $103 million guaranteed. Ryan's deal has $100 million in guaranteed money overall. That is Matt Ryan of the Atlanta Falcons. So when Andrew and I were talking about it, and we threw this at Pat Egan a little bit as well, how comfortable are you and giving Carson Wentz $100 million. How confident are you? How comfortable are you in giving Carson Wentz $100 million? He's played all 16 in his rookie year off of being injured in the preseason with the rib thing. Next year, fantastic MVP caliber year a season ago. They win the Super Bowl with Nick Foles, but the 11 games of the 13 that they won in the regular season were because of Carson Wentz and that defense doing what they did before Nick Foles stepped in. This year, we know Now with the back problem, he is out for the final three games of the regular season. Here we are, Carson Wentz having an injury where people will say he's injury prone. It's hard to argue against it because he has missed games due to injury every year. And you can date back to his senior season where he also missed time as well in college. So would that make you balk at giving him that money? Not just because of Nick Foles, but because of the injury issue. And then you couple in the fact that Nick Foles is playing well, has had success as a starting quarterback in the NFL 27-2. You can kind of, you don't want to dismiss the Rams thing because it happened. But once he left the Rams, played a little bit for the Kansas City Chiefs, played well there, played okay here, and obviously went in the Super Bowl and now doing it again for this football team. The conversation is going to be real, that you're going to need to have that talk about, all right, $100 million. We've seen Matt Ryan get $100 guaranteed. Now Aaron Rodgers is going to get, has gotten a bunch of money and is going to continue to get a bunch of money going forward from the Green Bay Packers. That's how things are based off of when you decide to sign your franchise quarterback to a contract extension. Jared Goff is going to get one. They're going to go off of that as well to pair the two against. But Jared Goff hasn't missed any time. And that's where things are going to get a little weird when the conversation comes. You can go to the negotiation table and say, hey, Carson, yes, we love you. We're willing to give you all this money. However, you missed a lot of time, my man. We love you. We want you to be our starting quarterback. But the negotiation is now set in. So how comfortable are you in giving Carson Wentz $100 million? So I'll stand here right now, start things off, raise my hand, and we'll get Andrew's thoughts. And yours, 610-632-0975. I raise my hand and I say I am comfortable giving him $100 million as my franchise quarterback. Yes, we've talked about what will happen right now with Nick Foles. Should he continue to win? Do you take him out of the games and let Carson Wentz come in if he's cleared? No, because Carson Wentz is not good enough right now because of the back to play if you don't need him to. You let Nick Foles finish things. Now, again, the conversation gets really weird if Nick Foles makes a run in the postseason. And even if they get to the Super Bowl and lose, it's still a weird conversation to be had. You can decide not to extend him. You can decide to franchise tag him and continue to play that game. However you might want to do it, you can do those things, all those scenarios. But if we're simply asking how comfortable are you in giving Carson Wentz $100 million to be your franchise quarterback going forward? And this is also off of the head coach coming out yesterday and saying what he said about the quarterback, Carson Wentz, being the franchise quarterback. He's the quarterback of the future. I am okay with giving Carson Wentz that money because of the talent that he possesses, the performance that he's put out on the field, at least the first 2 years and some of this year. He wasn't great this year, but he wasn't bad. He was good. We need him to be better than good. He's still only in his third year in the NFL. I think he's going to be way better. He will work at it. The only thing, of course, the injury history is a problem, but I'm comfortable giving him that $100 million contract to lead my team as a franchise quarterback. Now, I hope we can negotiate a little bit where we can do some things to help other positions out there, the cornerback position, the linebacker position, offensive line, defensive line. These things are going to come up because guys are free agents now. Jordan Hicks, Ronald Darby, Roddy McLeod, you might want to restructure something there. The offensive line, what happens with Jason Peters? The left guard spot, are you going to continue a Sayamalu Wisniewski thing? All kinds of conversations can be had about it, but I am comfortable giving the player the money to lead my team in the future. How about you guys? 610-632-0975. Andrew Salchunas, good morning. First of all, good morning to you, man. Good to be back with you again.
Morning. Welcome back to my time slot.
Yes, your time slot. Thank you for having me.
You're a great guest of the show.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
My thoughts. Let me just start off by making this very clear. The question isn't, is Carson Wentz your franchise quarterback? That's not the question. The question is, do you feel comfortable to pay him $100 million? Because right. Let's face it, he's going to get it.
He's going to get it.
If the Eagles don't give it to him, there are about, 22 other teams that are going to give him $100 million guaranteed money like Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
Yes, I'm going to pay Carson Wentz $100 million guaranteed. But I would be lying to you if I said that if I was Howie Roseman and it was time to sign the dotted line, I wouldn't be sweating over the brow a little bit. I'd be lying to you if I said my hand wasn't shaking when I was signing that paper. I'm going to pay him. But knowing his injury history, I can't say I feel 100% comfortable about this. I'm going to pay him. Mm-hmm. The question isn't, are you going to pay him or not?
Do you feel comfortable giving him
the
that
word
money?
Comfortable? I can't say I am comfortable because I know his injury history. I know that he's gone down twice now at the end of the season. Last year, when he was playing like the MVP, he goes down. This year, like you said, he was playing good, not great, but good football, good enough football to hopefully get you into the playoffs, goes down again. I can't feel comfortable doing that.
But you have to feel comfortable once the negotiation is done and you sign that contract and agree to that money.
It would be interesting to see what those negotiations are. Again, I'm paying him.
Yes.
But do I feel 100% confident that I know he's going to play 16 games next year? No. Well, how can I? You haven't seen it the last 2 years.
No, you have not seen it the last 2 years. But when I look at it and try to forward things, I believe that this team can be in contention for be a contender year after year with him under center. And, of course, if they build the defense the right way, keep the weapons certainly around Carson Wentz to help him, prevent him from being injured, and making sure they build that offensive line back up to be stout where he's not taking crazy hits and he makes sure he gets it in his head to not hold on to the football and not be a Superman, a superhero. I'm comfortable and confident in giving him that money. How about you guys? 610-632-0975. That's how we're going to start things off for you this morning here on the Midday Show. Again, are you confident looking forward? It's going to happen at some point where the discussion is going to be had, and we're having it right now because Nick Foles is going to lead the Eagles into Washington on Sunday. We all believe that they'll win that game. It's up to Chicago to help out the Philadelphia Eagles by beating Minnesota. But with that, if he does that, he's going to go into the playoffs. He's probably going to have some success again. And the conversation again is going to be had overall about what's going on with Nick Foles and Carson Wentz and the money issue. Are you confident in playing Nick Foles $100 million? 610-632-0975. Andrew Salchunas, Devon Givens, in for Anthony and Jason this morning here on the Midday Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic. This is the Midday Show with Andrew Salchunas. I'm Devon Givens in for Jason and Anthony. Also, tomorrow we'll be back again for the Football Friday. We'll get you guys set for Eagles and Washington on Sunday on the Midday Show. Always a blast to be here with Andrew and you guys as well. 610-632-0975. The 10 o'clock hour is brought to you by Window Nation. When you're searching for windows, search windownation.com. Also, again, as we start things off, an abbreviated run for us going up until 1 o'clock, the Independence Bowl, which Temple is a part of. They will be taking on, go ahead, Andrew, since it's your school.
Taking on the Duke Blue Devils,
there
man.
There you go.
In Shreveport, Louisiana. Don't get L.A. confused with Los Angeles.
There you go. The abbreviation. So, again, 1 o'clock, Temple, Duke, right here. The Baldies, right? The fighting Baldies here on against the fighting Salchunas's Temple House.
What, is Baldy a Duke guy, right?
Yeah.
Well, so is Coach Camille.
That he is.
But Coach Camille's a fake Duke Blue Devil guy.
Yeah, and plus Baldy played for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. I'll go up against Baldy.
Okay. You guys can have a nice text back and forth.
Coach Camille's got the Duke Blue Devils flag hanging in his office. He's a fraud.
Yeah, he is. 610-632-0975. Your thoughts on Carson Wentz. Do you pay the man $100 million? How comfortable are you with doing that? Let's start things off with Joe. And don't forget, we still have some leftovers. Will wants to talk some Sixers. We'll get to that. Also, Joe in South Jersey kicks things off for us this morning on the Midday Show. Joe, good morning.
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call.
Thank
Happy
you.
Holidays to everyone.
Thank you, man.
I'm gonna pay him, but man, I don't have a warm and fuzzy feeling right now. Am I correct in saying that he's got another year on his rookie contract, which
right.
would take it through 2019?
Yes, he has another year, and then you
All
can
right,
decide
so then
to start
I'm
tagging
down
and
with
stuff.
Him at the end of next season, going into early 2020 with his agent, and we're negotiating, and we let it go at that.
So you don't, so you don't try to extend him now?
No, not at all.
Okay.
No. He's got to come back next spring, and let's see what we've got moving out as far as this injury, these injuries, if you will, and let's see what Carson's all about in 2019. Now I would just, you know, put the money in the bank and earn the interest on it and see what else you got going on. There's a lot of other moving parts that, like you talked about, who's going to be coming back? Who are they not bringing back? So I certainly wouldn't move forward right now with it. I would wait another year and worry about that at the end of next season.
Yeah, because he's good right now through 2019, and then again that conversation starts to happen with the extension. If, you know, the fifth year option is available and he's an unrestricted free agent in 2021, so you can start to again use the franchise tag if you need to, all that kind of
stuff.
There
you go. Yep, they got a lot of options.
Yeah, they do have a few options. Listen, Joe, since you are our first caller, man, we have something for you. You're our first caller, so today the first caller, Joe, receives a tub of Goldenberg's peanut chews. You know you want these delicious, chewy, chocolatey, bite-sized, loaded with crunchy peanuts, Joe. So congratulations, man. Hang on, and Andrew will take care of that and get you the information. Again, today's first caller receives a tub of Goldenberg's peanut chews. You know you want these delicious, chewy, chocolatey, bite-sized pieces loaded with crunchy peanuts. Always a great treat, great snack. The peanut chews, a classic here in Philadelphia. 610-632-0975. Right away, Joe is saying, yep, I got to do it. I wait until next year, but I have to do it. And next year, you're going to have Carson Wentz coming in. He's going to be obviously aware of the fact that the injury has taken place. The fact that if they've had any starting conversations with the Philadelphia Eagles about things, some little conversations between his agent and Howie Roseman and company, and seeing where they are and what happens, does Jared Goff get taken care of this offseason, where they now put that contract up against Carson Wentz to see where they go? So there's a lot of factors that go into it as to how you can work this thing going forward, and Joe already says, yes, I'm doing it, but I'm going to wait a year.
Yeah, and you know what? Joe seemed to be like a, you know, he's not the Nick Foles guy. Mm-hmm. You know, the Folesian society people are going to say, no, I don't want to give Carson Wentz the money because I want to give Nick Foles the money instead, right? We know that. But the people who do believe that Carson Wentz, you and I included, believe that he's the franchise quarterback moving forward, it's almost not a question on whether or not you do pay the man. But again, Joe, our first caller, like me, is going to be a little worried signing that dotted line. Mm-hmm. I'm still paying him the money, but I can't say that I am comfortable giving him $100 million of guaranteed money, mm-hmm. knowing with what's happened in his past. And you can't necessarily tell me, well, negotiations, he might not get $100 million guaranteed. Aaron Rodgers has gone down a couple times. Aaron Rodgers has missed some time. Last year, he missed a lot of time where they couldn't get into the playoffs. And this year, he's been playing banged up. He's not 100% healthy this year either. And, of course, he's getting older in age, and Carson Wentz is a lot younger. But in recent history, Carson Wentz is getting dinged up for season-ending injuries. 2 years in a row now, Devon.
2 years.
How can you feel 100% confident giving him $100 million guaranteed?
Well, we'll hear from the people about it right now. I'm good with it because it's hard to find franchise quarterbacks in the NFL, and you need a really, really good one to do so, unless you decide to sign Nick Foles. Let's go to Jack in South Philly next on the Fanatic. What's up, Jack?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
How you doing, man?
Pretty good. If you're saying you're hesitant to sign Carson Wentz, but you would still do it, think about it. Every star quarterback over the past 10 years has had an MCL, ACL tear. Aaron Rodgers misses at least 2 games a season. Cam Newton misses games. This is just what happens. And if you always think about Carson Wentz, he started his entire rookie season. He had bruised ribs in the preseason, so why would they play him to risk that? It really wasn't an injury. And then last year was the ACL, MCL. And then this year, I think they pulled him out of the season thinking that they weren't going to make the playoffs, so why make his back worse? Mm-hmm. And now they're in the predicament where Nick Foles came in and is doing so well that they can't put him back in. So I don't necessarily think he's injury prone. I think it's just a perception that really isn't true. If you think about, So would you not sign Aaron Rodgers 3 years ago if you could have got him?
But here's the thing. Here's the thing with that, Jack. Aaron Rodgers did win a Super Bowl, while Carson Wentz did win the 11 games and get you in position to be the number one seed in the NFC. Nick Foles is the one who actually won the game. And as unfortunate as it is when it comes to Carson Wentz on that resume, he did not win the Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers did.
Well, that's true. And as much as I appreciate what Nick Foles did, what is his track record as a starting quarterback for a team?
True.
Like he's almost hurt every year he's started for a team. And then I think the pressure of him being a franchise quarterback for a team is what gets to him. I think he's in there and he's easy peasy, which is great. But I think once a team signs him and he knows everything's on his back as an organization, I think that's where Nick Foles falls short. And I think that's the difference between a superstar quarterback and a good quarterback that just can't take that kind of pressure.
Now, are you doing it right away, or do you
try to wait? Absolutely. There's no doubt in my mind. I'm doing it right away.
Okay.
You're in the best position to negotiate right now. Even if you don't think the injury is the problem, you can just kind of put it in there during the negotiations. And B, you get them a little bit earlier than everybody else, and then you can feel the market in 5 years or whatever the contract is again by being first in line again.
I agree with that, Jack. Thanks for the call, because now you don't even have to wait until the Jared Goff thing happens. Maybe you go and get things done before Jared Goff happens, and then what happens with Nick Foles? Again, as we said with Nick Foles, they have this weird little mutual option for 2019 on the Foles deal. $20 million through, they have the right to extend Foles' contract through 20 at the price of $20 million. If they choose to, and that's the Eagles' call first, not Nick Foles' call first. And so you're looking at, if they decide to give him this option that they pick up of $20 million, it's based off of the two games of the regular season, the first two games of the regular season against Atlanta and Tampa Bay, and then the final three where he wins these games with L.A., Houston, and Washington going into the playoffs, and depending on what happens in the playoffs, of course, you can also tack those on as the games in which he's played this season. So he'll probably play at most, what, five regular season games, and if they win and get to the Super Bowl, that's four games total, nine games, and then they'll have to pick up the $20 million plus what they're paying Carson Wentz as well. Interesting. I guess that's what happens when you win the Super Bowl, right? 610-632-0975. Will is hanging on, wants to throw in a Sixers point. Will, good morning, man. You're on 97.5.
Hey, what's up, Devon and Andrew? Like, I understand you're heavy Eagles today, so if I may, if I can get in quick enough, can I comment on that afterwards?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, thanks. The first thing with the Sixers, right, I'm listening to a lot of the talks. I listened to the show yesterday and everything, and I'm seeing one thing that I think people are overlooking when they judge the Sixers versus Toronto, Milwaukee, and Boston. And it's the fact that all of the games we've played against those teams, with the exception of that last Toronto game, was we're there on the road. I think we're overlooking the fact that just typically the Sixers just are not a very good road team, but are an elite home team. For me, I'm looking to see how the Sixers perform against those teams when we get them here. Right? We show the Toronto game. I know you can't judge that much because they sat Kawhi, but we didn't show
them. Win is a win. Right? To me.
Yeah, and you showed them. If you're going to beat us, you better come full loaded, or you're going to lose by 25. Like, to me, that means something. Okay, and with the Sixers,
Before you get away from the Sixers real fast, and when you say that about them being at home, the problem is if they're not, let's say they are playing Toronto or Boston or Milwaukee and they are the lower seed, you have to play four times in that home, in that visiting arena as a member of the 76ers, and that's a tough part when you say, yes, I want to evaluate them at home, but you have to win on the road as well.
Right, you just got to steal one, you know. So
right.
You got to steal one.
Right.
I get that. Now, with the Eagles, I'm not really comfortable signing Carson Wentz to that $100 million contract, and it really honestly has very little to do with Carson Wentz. It has more to do with I don't subscribe to the philosophy of paying this one quarterback, this one guy, all this money against the cap, and it cripples you from having the ability to just sign other elite talent around him. I mean Green Bay, and I really don't like the way that looks. I look at Seattle, I don't really like the way that looks either. You know, so it's like you really want to have to hit those draft picks. You know what I mean? Because, like, and I just don't know what that's going to look like. And whereas with Foles, you might be able to sign him cheaper, and you might be able to fit him into a situation where you can like sign other elite talent, you know, through either draft or free agency.
Yeah. Now you hope, thanks for the call, Will, appreciate you jumping in on both teams. You hope that again, that when the negotiations start, you have a little bit of a leverage there where you can talk to Carson Wentz and the number goes down a little bit. While we put the number at $100 million because of Aaron Rodgers and Matt Ryan, you hope that you're able to at least get into that discussion. Hey, yes, we know how good you are. We want you to be here, on and on and on. Here's the injury thing. Here's the other stuff. Let's look at some of the other teams and how you were able to put the teams together. And we want to have you here, but we also want to have you here with other talent personnel around you. It is up to Howie Roseman, Joe Douglas, Andy White, and the rest of that front office to draft the right way. It doesn't help when you get Donnell Pumphrey. It helps when you get Avante Maddox. Doesn't help when you get, right, Pumphrey.
Pumphrey's and your fourth rounder. Right. You're two best running backs in the last couple of years, or two of your better running backs, have been undrafted players in Josh Adams and Corey Clement.
Sure.
And the two better guys you had last year, you had to bring in, Jay Ajayi and LeGarrette Blount.
Right.
Drafting running backs the last couple of years for the Eagles hasn't helped.
No. No. And that's, again, that's up to the front office. While you're negotiating, you also have to not miss with these draft picks. You cannot miss, especially if you're paying someone a hefty amount of money like you are. Then you trade for somebody like Golden Tate. Are you bringing him back, trying to at least get him under a decent deal? Nelson Aguilar is going to be up. Ronald Darby, Jordan Hicks. You have to fix the offensive line going forward. Rodney McLeod is coming off of a major injury. Are you going to now redo his deal? Malcolm Jenkins, as great as he is in terms of doing everything you need on that secondary and in that defense, do you now have to have that conversation of redoing his deal? So there are a lot of different things that factor in to the offseason that will maybe go into. Listen, it's not Carson Wentz's issue. It's not his problem. He's all about getting his. He's got to get his. But he is a team player. All they ever talk about is team, team, team. But we know, when it comes to the negotiating table, the agent has a job to do. The player also wants to cash out. We've seen the examples and the scenarios, as Will just pointed out, with Seattle and Green Bay. While Joe Flacco was not a superstar quarterback, he was a Super Bowl winning quarterback. And after he got that Super Bowl, he did get some cash. And that team kind of went in a different direction. How much credit do we around the league give Ozzie Newsome as a general manager in drafting the right way? So you can say, yeah, Devon, even though they gave Joe Flacco all that money, Ozzie Newsome, he could have drafted the right way. He did not. Well, all right. True indeed. But I'm sure also that money that was given to Joe Flacco played a little bit of part of it into it, and trying to keep other guys like Torrey Smith. Not saying that Torrey Smith was great, but how important is Torrey Smith? People saying Torrey Smith is to this Philadelphia Eagles team from last year, could have helped out this year, not just on the field with the minimal play that he gives you, but also the locker room presence that he gives you as well. 610-632-0975. Charles is in Reading checking in with us on 97.5. Chuck, what's going on?
How's it going, guys?
Good, man.
I just want to thank you guys. I'm a delivery driver. I work 10, 12 hours a day. I always listen to Andrew and you guys, so I just appreciate it. Keep it up.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Now, I want to talk about the Eagles a second. I mean, I'm going to agree with the first call. I don't think you signed Carson Wentz right away just because of, you know, he got injured last year at college and came in and got injured, and he just seems a bit injury-prone. But at the same time, if Nick Foles does what he did last year and somehow makes this magical run, I agree with you guys. I think this conversation gets a little bit awkward because, I mean, what more could you ask from Nick Foles than to win you two Super Bowls for a city that's never won one?
Right.
You
know what I mean? And if they don't decide to sign Nick Foles, they're at least going to pick up that $20 million option.
Yes. Yeah. That's correct. And I think Nick Foles, you know, I think he plays his best football. And correct me if I'm wrong, it seems like he plays his best football when he's in that backup role and not so much as a starter of a team. Because it seems like he kind of comes in, and when everyone's quit on the team, he kind of seems to be like that guy that, you know, gets them back up and lets them make a long playoff run or something crazy like that.
Well, so, then there lies a problem, Chuck, because you're going to give a man $20 million to be a backup?
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of teams that look at Nick Foles, and I think there's a lot of teams that could use him. But at the same time, I think the Eagles sort of need him. And I mean, next year, if Carson Wentz gets injured again and Nick Foles has a Super Bowl year and he comes back next year and, you know, takes over for Carson Wentz, I think it does get a little awkward. But at the same time, I agree with the first call. I don't think I'm paying him right away. I think I'm going to wait a year, see what he does, and see how his injuries are managed and how far he's able to go in the season, and then I make that decision.
Yeah, see, I do give it to him. I'm comfortable giving it to him. Thanks for the call, Charles. Really appreciate it, and thanks again listening during your drive, man. Appreciate what you do. I give it to him, and while I, as Andrew said, I'm sweating a little bit at that table, I am having a negotiation to try to get it down just a little bit, even though we are at that $100 million number. Now, even with that said, if Nick Foles makes that run, as Charles has said, it's an uncomfortable thing there in that Novacare
complex.
It's
going to be a weird couple of weeks.
It will be very weird. Very weird. 610-632-0975. With things going on right now, the Eagles trying to fight their way and play a playoff game basically every week, and this is their final game of the regular season. Nick Foles is under center. They're heading into Washington. Most of us believe they are going to beat Washington and give themselves a chance of getting into the postseason. That the second part relies on the Chicago Bears beating the Minnesota Vikings, also starting off at 4:25 on Sunday. So we'll be scoreboard watching. But when it's all said and done, Nick Foles is either going to have three good games to close out the regular season or some extra games in the playoffs to state his case about remaining a part of this team. And that's where things get a little tricky. Carson Wentz is going to be up for an extension. Do you feel comfortable giving him $100 million going forward as your franchise quarterback? I say yes. Andrew says yes. There's been a mixed bag so far on the phone. 610-632-0975. We're going until 1, filling in for Anthony and Jason here on the Midday Show on the Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Fifty-one here on the Midday Show. Andrew Salchunas, Devon Givens with you until 1 o'clock, leading into the Independence Bowl. Temple taking on the Duke Blue Devils in Shreveport, Louisiana. Make sure you're listening right here at 1 o'clock on 97.5 The Fanatic. If you want to join in on the conversation with the Philadelphia Eagles and the contract talk of Carson Wentz, are you comfortable giving him $100 million in the offseason? 610-632-0975. Yes, we've put it up against Aaron Rodgers' contract, who's getting paid a bunch of money. Matt Ryan, $100 million guaranteed money. Carson Wentz, Jared Goff, they're next up. So, are you comfortable paying Carson Wentz after the 3 years, injuries, Nick Foles winning a Super Bowl? A lot of factors go into this whole conversation. 610-632-0975. Don't forget, at 11:30, we will speak with Derek Gunn of NBC Sports Philadelphia, Quick Slants, all that great stuff, right? Pre and post at the locker rooms and all kinds of things. Doing a great job. D Gunn is the man. Always enjoy talking to him when I would hang out at the studios down there. So if you want to join in on conversation with that, Sixers as well. I see a couple of Sixers calls in there about Simmons and the team overall. We are here until 1 o'clock, 610-632-0975. Plus, it was a little article that came out yesterday from Yahoo Sports. Sirat Sohi, who's a very good writer, she just joined Yahoo Sports, and she had an interesting column, if you will, yesterday on the three guys, Butler, Simmons, and Embiid, and their fit and their timeline, basically.
Interesting is the word you used?
I say interesting. We'll share it with the people later on. You want to do that later on?
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
Okay.
I wouldn't use the word interesting
in a certain way.
Yeah, no, it's ridiculous.
Okay. We'll do it with that.
It got me to click the page, though. I can tell you that.
It did. Let's go to Joe in Marlton, who's been hanging on. Joe, good morning, man. You're on 97.5.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I just had two comments that I wanted to make, and I wanted to start with the Sixers. I'm still upset at how that game ended on against the Celtics, and the reason being, guys, is that you hear all these complaints, the bench can't defend the perimeter. The bottom line is, you had the ball with 15 seconds to go on the final shot. You have got to close that game out in Boston, because it's a whole different conversation. And for you not to give the ball to Jimmy Butler, where he proved he's 2-for-2 on game-winning shots, okay? Redick was 5-for-16. Redick, if you even look at him last year against Boston, he had that horrible inbound play in Game 3. He lost Game 5. He missed some key shots down the stretch. Butler was your best guy for closeout games, and that's what bothered me the most. I was screaming at my television, give the ball to Butler. That's why we brought him in here, to compete with the teams like Boston.
No, it is. And listen, J.J. Redick, you would take him with a shot attempt at any time. You're okay with it because he is an elite shooter, and we know that. However, when you bring Jimmy Butler in, I think you give yourself a better opportunity to do something if Jimmy Butler's at least, if he's not the man at the top of the key, Joe, he is at the very least the guy who is coming up to set that pick or that dribble handoff that they ran. I would have the options are more there for you if Jimmy Butler's the guy instead of J.J. Redick.
I put Redick. I put him all the way at the 3-point line, and I isolate Jimmy Butler and let him go. If there's a double team, I have no problem kicking it out. But Jimmy should have been taking that shot, and that's what really bothers me because they should have won that game.
And though, you know, the other thing with Ben Simmons having the ball at the top of the key. It's, I think also Brett Brown, while he was trying to give the defense a different look, I think he was also trying to make Ben Simmons useful, if you will, because if Jimmy Butler's at the top of the key, he's the one that's initiating the offense, or if Joel Embiid comes up and sets some sort of screen for whatever pick and roll, pick and pop that they might decide to do, where's Ben Simmons? You know what I'm saying? So if Ben Simmons is just out there, and yes, you have to kind of put him down there on the block somewhere. That's the only useful place he can be with so little time on the clock. That's why they had Ben Simmons with the ball in his hands to be able to initiate it and just be involved and not just be a 4-on-5 situation for the Sixers versus the Celtics.
Right. Well, let's then give it to Jimmy then because he's 2-for-2. So, okay, let me move on. As far as Wentz goes, I'm just holding out next year. I want to see how he does next year. He's a year off the ACL. And if he gets hurt next year, guys, I'm not going to give him the money. I want to see how next year plays out, and I'm going to wait the last minute to give him that deal because I do have a lot of questions about how his play is.
So what are you going to do about Nick Foles? You're going to give him that option, that $20 million option?
I'm trying to bring him back. Yeah, probably a little more friendlier, not the option, but I want to bring – I think you need an adequate backup with Wentz as your quarterback.
Okay. Well, listen, Joe, thanks for the call, man. Good stuff on both the Sixers and the Eagles. Interesting way to look at it because, as he just pointed out, Joe did, he's going to wait to give him the money because, hey, the injury issue is a problem for him. And that's, again, that's where we brought this whole thing up. The injury factor plays into it. So you're going to now negotiate a contract for Nick Foles again, where you may not want to give him $20 million, but something a little more friendlier. And the competition is still there. He's going to push Carson Wentz. There's not going to be an open competition, though, I don't think, Andrew. I don't think he's going to be an open competition.
No, Wentz is the starter next year. If he's ready, 100% healthy to play next year, he is the starter. But we got a tweet. This is from Loke at Loke2112. And I know he's a big Foles guy. So this is the Folesian society kind of guy that I was talking about. He says, it's borderline insanity to extend Wentz until he proves he can stay healthy, play like the guy he was in 2017, and show that he can shine when it counts the most. 1-for-10 on game-winning drives. Mm-hmm. Give Foles the $20 million and wait on paying Carson Wentz.
Wow.
Sorry, kid.
Okay. See? You do well. You don't do well. You do well. Your backup wins the Super Bowl, and all of a sudden, everybody wants to move on. Not everybody. But the waiting game. And listen, I can understand it. Just because I'm okay giving it to him, I have confidence that he can eventually get it done sooner rather than later, doesn't mean that you're wrong if you decide to go that way. Not saying you're wrong at all. It's your opinion, your choice. I get it. I certainly get it. 610-632-0975. Tony in Easton joins us next on the Fanatic. Hey, Tone.
How you doing, sir?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Let's start with this upcoming game this weekend. What's at stake? What's at stake is we win and a Bears win. We're in the dance. So if Nicky's 6 games for last year, which I've been calling them this year now, Nicky's 7 games, because I have a feeling and I had a gut feeling last year that he would take us to the promised land. And I have that same gut feeling this year right now.
All right.
Is that he's going to take us to the Super Bowl. Now things are going to get hairy with Carson's contract.
Okay.
I'm not willing to give a man $100 million if this scenario plays out that Foles takes us to another championship and wins it.
What if he loses it?
Even if he loses it, I'm still not willing to give Carson $100 million until he proves to me that he can be healthy for 16 games straight and put the team on his back.
Okay. All right. So you feel comfortable with Sunday. Chicago's going to help you out. Minnesota, knock Minnesota off. The Eagles are going to get in.
Yeah.
What if they lose in that first round game against the Bears or the Rams, whatever team is in that third position? What if they lose that game? Then what?
If they lose that game, I'm still not paying Carson the money. He has to come back basically, he would have to come with a hometown discount.
But are you paying Nick Foles that $20 million to pick up the option?
He's gonna have to restructure that deal as well.
Okay.
Because of he's a proven backup. He can win you games. If you give him an offensive line in front of him and a decent running game, he's an adequate quarterback.
All right, well,
you can rely on.
I think we understand where you're going, man. Thanks for the call.
Excuse me, Devon.
Yes?
Why would Nick Foles do that?
Yeah, why would he do that?
I'm asking the audience here. Why would Nick Foles restructure to take less money after he won the MVP, Super Bowl MVP last year, again, is doing magical things this year? I'm not about to pay him $20 million because I don't think you can afford to keep him when you also have to pay Carson Wentz down the road. But why would Nick Foles, in his right mind, take less money for you?
Because he loves it in Philadelphia. He's fine being a backup, and he's going to get guaranteed.
Is he fine being a backup after what he's doing again this year?
Yeah.
I don't believe that. After he's doing what he's doing right now.
He's a different dude, man.
I know he is, and I know he said last year that he wouldn't want to go anywhere that's not a good family-oriented place, and he believes that where he lives right now near Philadelphia is a great family-oriented place, and he wants to raise his kid here and all that stuff. But if he has the opportunity to sign a big contract for, let's say, 3-4 years somewhere else. Let's go with Jacksonville. If he's willing to go there, you don't think he's going to do that? Why would he turn down more money?
Because he's a different dude. He's already got the one big contract from the Rams, and the family comes from money with his family. And again, he's just a different cat, man. He gives off that different vibe.
But wouldn't he feel disgraced if the Eagles come up to him and say,
"No,
hey,
wouldn't.
Nick, we don't want to give you 20, but we can give you 15.
No, he wouldn't feel disgraced.
That would be a slap in the face.
The dude is a legend here in this town forever.
Yes, he is a legend.
He's got a statue outside of Lincoln Financial Field.
I get that, but
he's
then,
not worried
okay, you're
about
saying
that
all these
money.
Good things about Nick Foles, so why would he take less money?
Because he doesn't care about the money. He doesn't. You're asking me, I'm telling you, he doesn't care about the money.
Everybody cares about the money.
He's still, you just said 15 versus 20. He's still getting 15 versus 20.
Oh, I get that. 15's great.
Yes, and he loves it
15
here.
15 would be great for me, but I'm not getting 15 mil.
Right, you're not him. He's a different dude. You're a different guy. You want to take that money, and you don't worry about if you're playing for the Cleveland Browns.
I quit my damn job if I get 15 mil.
Right, he cared last year about playing for the Cleveland Browns. He did not go there.
There's no way Nick Foles takes less money. I know he's a great guy, but there's no way.
Does Carson Wentz take less money?
No, he's going to try to get as much as he can.
See?
I don't blame anyone who's going to try to get as much money as they can when they're playing in a sport where things can happen when they're done, right? Health-wise. And it's not like people are in the NFL that long. Why not get as much money as you possibly can?
Because he comes from money. He's already signed a big contract. He was extended and reworked after winning the Super Bowl for a lot of money as a backup who's only going to play 5 regular season games this year. That's a lot of money.
I get it, and he's getting all these bonuses every game
he wins.
That's
a lot of money.
I get that. I can't see Nick Foles or anybody taking less money just to be a backup for one more year.
He's not anybody.
When he could go anywhere, well, not anywhere and start, but
a lot of places.
He could go to a lot of places and start.
He's a different dude. That's my answer. Different dude, comes from money, has already signed a big contract, won a Super Bowl, loves it here, talks about it openly about how much he almost cried at that press conference after beating the Houston Texans because that could potentially be his last home game as a Philadelphia Eagle, as a member of the Eagles. Different dude, man.
Yeah, it sounds great and all, but when Howie Roseman offers him a contract with $5 million less, he's going to stare at that thing and say, man, that $20 million sounds pretty good. I can get that elsewhere.
No, I don't think he cares. I really don't. That's just me.
That'd be nice. I just think it's wishful thinking.
All right. Well, I'm wishful thinking because that's what I think Nick Foles is going to do. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.